Hello, welcome to the premiere episode of Score Projections Podcast, episode one. The format of this program will change as the program goes on. We determine the best fit, best format, both best entertainment, but most importantly, the best information. The goal of this podcast will be to provide winning sports information, the picks, and information on successful betting. So, getting right to it for Saturday, August 28th, Nebraska Cornhuskers at Illinois Fighting Illini. The Illini are 7-point underdogs at home. The line opened at 55 for the over-under. The trend in this game would be towards the under. The line is pretty well split between Nebraska and Illinois. I think there might be a slight lean towards Illinois. Now, that being said, what's the smart play in this? Well, it's the background of these teams. Illinois and Nebraska both underperformed last year. Nebraska was a hair better, I believe one game better. They have their coach returning for a fourth season, Scott Frost, a former quarterback for the Cornhuskers. Meanwhile, Lovie Smith was let go, and Brett Bielema was brought in as the head coach for the Fighting Illini. That's probably a good hire. Bielema played for the Iowa Hawkeyes, coached for the Wisconsin Badgers. He's very familiar with the Big Ten. He had a lot of success with the Badgers. He then moved on to Arkansas and did not have success. Was relieved of his duties there, moved on to the Patriots as a special advisor or special assistant for Bill Belichick. I'm sure that added quite a bit to his resume. But I would expect him to come right back here and emphasize the run. What he did at Wisconsin, so what he tried to do at Arkansas, wasn't quite successful. The strategy in the SEC, but it will work in the Big Ten. So he will pound the ball. Nebraska has a running quarterback. That would lead me to believe this is an under. Running the ball, eating up the clock. It's not a high-powered passing attack by any means on either side. This is a low-scoring game. Probably could buy it. He probably could go down as low as 50, under 50, but under 55, obviously the best. 54, 53, 52, I think are very solid. 51, 50, less solid, but playable to 50. If taking a side, I would definitely lean towards Illinois plus 7. However, I'm not taking that side or playing it. I am playing under the total for Nebraska and Illinois. Again, strong running games, eating up the clock. I expect defenses should be significantly ahead of offenses at this time. That's true of all football, pro or college. The beginning of the season is likely to be more defensive than offensive. I think in the case of these two teams, that will definitely be the case. I believe that Nebraska has focused on trying to improve their defense. I know that Bielema and Illinois, that will be their first goal, is to improve their defense and run the ball. This should be a low-scoring game. The next game would be Connecticut at Fresno State. This has a line of Fresno State minus 27.5 with an over-under of 63.5. I cannot imagine Connecticut scoring more than 10 points. I do believe it'd be fairly hard for Fresno State to get above 50, 55 the absolute highest. That being said, it could be, let's say, a touchdown for Connecticut and 42 points, 40 to 42 points for Fresno. That's a solid under. However, that's not the play. If I was playing the total, it would definitely be the under. The play is Fresno State minus 27.5. It's a lot of points to give up. 4 touchdowns with successful extra point conversions. However, Connecticut's a terrible team. They have dropped out of the conference, gone independent. They did not play football at all last year. So not only is it the first game of the season, it's the first game in almost 2 years. They will not be ready to play football. They are overmatched with Fresno State, which actually is a good football team and got better as the season went on last year. They will be better this year than they were last year. Connecticut will be worse this year than last year. They'll be lucky to win one game. It is at Fresno State. This is a solid pick at -27.5. Playable up to -31. That's it for football. Two solid picks for football. Three more picks today. That goes to baseball. The first of those, and it's two games, three picks. The first game has two picks, and that is the New York Yankees at the Oakland Athletics. The Athletics are on a six-game losing streak. The Yankees are on a 13 or 14-game winning streak. It is their longest in 61 years. The Oakland losing streak is one of the longest losing streaks that they've had. Now, regarding streaks, and this is a minor part, minor to, I wouldn't say insignificant, but it's a minor part of a handicapping a baseball game, but it is important in this one, more important than usual. You typically will not go against the losing streak, not go against the winning streak of a good team, meaning bet on the Yankees. However, contrarian plays are a solid way to play baseball, to bet baseball. When you have a good team, Oakland's a playoff team, they're just a game or two out of the wild card spot, a spot that they've held most of the season, and that's after they've lost six in a row, they're in the hunt. This is a team that's struggling a little bit right now, but playing to bet against, meaning for a good team to break a losing streak, is a very solid play. Again, you don't play a game only on streaks, but there's a reason that streaks end. Now, the Yankees, longest winning streak in over six decades. It's going to end soon. It doesn't have to end today. It doesn't have to end for another week. Maybe they set a record, which would only be about another week's worth of winning games for a record of all time. I don't see it happening. The losing streak of Oakland, well, if you bet for the Baltimore Orioles to end their losing streak after six games, you would have lost another 12 games. That wouldn't be successful. On the other hand, Baltimore is a terrible team, playing youngsters to see what they can develop for the future. Oakland is a team playing for today, tomorrow, and the playoffs. And they're a good one at that. Now, are they better than the Yankees? No. Are they better today? Yes. Their pitcher, Frankie Montas, is actually pitching as well as anyone in the American League over the last month. His win-loss record doesn't necessarily show that. His peripherals, his underlying stats absolutely show that. Strikeouts, whip. He's missing bats. He's also playing at home where he's got an incredible ERA. And he's very good during the day. Meanwhile, Cortez for the Yankees, not their best pitcher. He's not missing bats. The pitching matchup definitely goes to Oakland. Now the line, by the way, opened at -134 Oakland. However, it did go down as people perceived the value. The Yankees are a publicly traded team, one of the most bet on teams in baseball. So they're going to have bets moving their direction anytime they're an underdog. But when you're on a winning streak, people want to jump on that for a good reason. However, as it moved to the point where Oakland was actually the underdog, then it bounced back the other way to the point where it is moving strongly towards the opening line. And that's about where it belongs. That's about the accurate line for the game. However, this is a strong play. Oakland, my prediction on this game is 4-3. which leads to the second bet of this, under 8.5 or 9. It is showing 9 in some places. 8.5 is totally fine. 8's even a decent bet. 8.5 or 9. Under. Solid play. Moving to the last pick of the day would be the Philadelphia Phillies at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're a minus 185 favorite. A little too high to typically play in a baseball game, although value is value. For the record, this should be about minus 250. So getting a game at minus 185 when its value is minus 250, that's a play. However, there's a better play. Philadelphia on the run line. Philadelphia Phillies minus 1.5 is an underdog play, plus juice. Plus 122 is the best line I can see currently, but you should be able to get a plus number at any book you play at. All the Phillies have to do is win by two or more, and they will. The Arizona Diamondbacks are one of the worst teams in baseball. They have very little luck on the road. Their record is the worst or close to the worst road record in all of baseball. They're facing a lefty in Gibson. The Phillies, the Diamondbacks do not hit lefties. They're 0.26 worse against lefties than righties. So the splits do not favor the Diamondbacks at all. Gibson for the Phillies is a trade pickup for the stretch run, and a very good one at that. Good young pitcher, pitching very, very well during the day. That's incredible ERA during the day. This is a clear Phillies play on the run line. So that is the five free picks for today. Hopefully there's a few tidbits shared along the way that can be used in the future, streak plays, etc. Again, this is a work in progress. Come along for the ride. The bottom line is to provide winning picks, hopefully 60% goal, which is a very profitable number. And we'll go along and change the format as see fit, to provide information, provide winning picks, and try to do that in a fairly quick manner. Good luck, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.